Spearmint's got about 9,000 seeds in a gram. So that's really hard for a seedling grower to actually run that through the machine.
We're here at the Royston Petrie Seed Complex at Mudgee with a hardcore group of enthusiasts who've been meeting at Gulgong for the past several days. Castlereagh Seed Savers have been operating in the Central West in one guise or another since 2002. As Barry Hadaway says, there's growing interest in preserving the plant heritage of his region.
I think it's the idea of preserving the biodiversity, and our forebears bred these things over hundreds of years, and you know, I believe at the turn of the, well, the 1900s, there were hundreds and hundreds of varieties of apples grown in Australia for cooking, for eating, for cider. And now you walk into a shop and if you get three or four varieties, you're lucky.
This group around Mudgee, how many other groups similar to this are there sort of scattered seed-like across the landscape?
I couldn't honestly tell you. The people from the Southern Highlands have their own seed-saving group. I'm a member of Permaculture North, which is basically a Sydney-based organisation. They have a very active seed-saving group there. There was a couple up the North Coast, Michelle and Jude Fanton, who founded the Seed Savers Network in Australia. So there are probably hundreds of groups all around Australia, and it's pretty strong in America, seed-saving. It's sort of like almost a war where some of the larger companies have been buying little seed producers, and that's why it's lovely to come to Royston Petrie and see how vibrant a company it is and how wide their distribution of seed is, because there aren't many independent seed producers left. They've been gobbled up by the big people, and the risk of that is that if things are not profitable, they might cease to exist.
Or also that they will get rid of lines because they're not as economically profitable as other lines, and this goes back to what you were saying about preserving the biodiversity, doesn't it?
That's right, and people shouldn't get lulled into a false sense of security by thinking there are seed banks around the place, because a lot of this seed isn't viable for that long, and it has to be really growing on and kept alive that way. And it's the passionate people who grow it in their backyard, save the seed, they're the ones keeping it all going.
Everyone comes to the seed preservation table with their own unique story. There are people who want the amazing apples of their childhood. Then there are the people who are concerned about genetically modified foods, those who worry about the loss of flavour and taste. And then there are people like Dennis Grimshaw, whose family life was steeped in growing and developing seeds.
My father was a greengrocer, and he grew all his own seed.
Really?
In those days, he only bought Yates's seed.
So whereabouts was his greengrocers?
He travelled to Glen Davis from the top end of Glen Ellis.
You're a veggie man at heart. It's something that's close to your heart.
Yeah.
So what's been the high point of this weekend for you?
Well, the roll-up, I suppose, the people that came from all around.
So this is the second one in 2 years, I think that's right?
Yeah, we started off biannual, and from last year the Central Coast people asked me annual. So we've tried it, and we've had better success this year than last.
So you'll have it absolutely polished for your performance for next year?
Well, there's talk about sharing with the people from other areas. I must decide on that before long.
You have to share the love around?
Yes. Love of seeds.